Now, tell me more turns a page. From our show's beginning, we've looked to one woman to guide us through the world of books, Loreen Roy. As president of the American Library Association, she led our listeners to dozens of must-reads that capture the diversity of the American experience. But all good things must come to an end. Loreen has finished her term as president of the ALA, and she's joining us now to talk about her work with the organization and what's ahead. Welcome back, Loreen. We're sad.
Oh, yes, this has been one of my favorite experiences, speaking with you, Michelle.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, other than talking to us, what have been some of the other highlights of your time as ALA president? You surely spent a lot of time on the road. I don't know if you expected that, but...
Well, I expected travel, but I think I made about 50 trips over the 12 months, and this year I kind of ramped down to about 20, so... The travel, meeting people, seeing some of my former students in the audiences, and just getting a sense of what's going on in libraries today. Those were all wonderful benefits.
One of the other notable things about your leadership is that you were the first Native American or American Indian president of the American Library Association. Do you think there's any way in which you were able to bring your heritage to bear on your work?
I think that there was an indigenous presence throughout the year. It was something that we tried to do. My monthly columns for our national magazine, American Libraries, were written to feature a native month, the name of a month in my language, for example. I'm Anishinaabe, and my native language is Anishinaabe Mohin, and I'm not fluent, but I do have lots of language resources to tap.
Do you have a heritage name?
No, and I'm named after a character in a book, actually, as are some of my siblings and cousins.
What's the character in the book that you're named after? I don't know why I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, I'm named after a character in the book, From Here to Eternity. And if you see the movie, the original one with Burt Lancaster, I'm the character that Montgomery Clift meets. In the movie, she's played by Donna Reed, and her name is Loreen.
Okay. We talked a lot about the importance of diversity on this program, and I think there's still a school of thought that says that concentrating on diversity, particularly in reading, can perhaps be detrimental to becoming well-read. I think some people think that if you're intentional about seeking out books by and about people of color, that people are somehow turning away from the so-called great books. Do you have a thought about that?
Well, I think over time we've looked at to a literary canon to sort of acquaint everyone with the knowledge they should have to survive. But the interesting fact about the canon is that it has changed over time. And I think it continues to change and shift and to incorporate different authors and different writing styles. I think that expresses the fact that now there's just that much more to learn. Those who do acquaint themselves with different authors, various backgrounds, various perspectives can only grow from those acquaintances, as we know with all of the work that we do in our lives and our political stage.
The other controversy, if you will, that some people talk about now that pertains to reading is the question of whether younger people, particularly people in this tech-savvy age, are really reading because they get so much of their information online. Do you have a take on that?
The American Library Association is watching research on reading. In fact, one of the kind and interesting activities I was engaged in at our national conference was to explore the role of reading and gaming. And some of these early results have examined how do people who are interacting with, for example, games of all sorts, especially electronic games, how are they interacting? And it is through literacy-type skills. So it isn't, in many cases, an and or situation. Young people are gathering information from a variety of sources. We've seen this over time and had similar discussions with the arrival of television, movies, radio, and we've found that they haven't supplanted various other sorts of information. They're, in many cases, just options for people.
I mean, I guess I'm curious about this. On the one hand, people say, oh, you know, my goodness, society's going to hell in a handbasket because kids are spending all their time online texting each other. On the other hand, some of our reading phenomenons are aimed at young people like Harry Potter, the Harry Potter series. So clearly they're reading something. I mean, do you worry that young people are losing the habit of reading?
What I worry about is entire families keeping that tradition, and as parents, as the first educators, making sure that children see them read. It's not so much a matter of me worrying about younger people in particular, but perhaps people across the age span, and making sure that reading is a skill and enjoyment throughout our lives.
Well, you know, I can't let you go without asking you what you're reading now.
I thought you might ask that question. I've actually been picking up some books that I didn't get to complete. You know, when I traveled, I would seem to pick up a new book each trip and sometimes complete it and sometimes not complete the text. This week, I revisited a title that I like, an academic title by Linda Terhawai Smith called Decolonizing Methodologies. I finished Louise Erdrich's Plague of Doves, and I read about 100 pages of it and had to start over because the characters were complicated and interesting, and I was creating graphs of who was related to whom. I hadn't finished Paula Poundstone's book, There's Nothing in This Book That I Meant to Say, and I've enjoyed reading the chapters. I've kind of skipped around. Now I'm going back to complete the chapters. Ian McEwan's Atonement, I'm just about finished with Atonement, and of course, that's a very moving story. And for enjoyment, Bill Bryson's travel series, A Walk in the Woods, is one I'm finishing now.
Oh, my God. How many books do you keep going at the same time? You're making me feel very inadequate here.
Oh, no, I think it's better to concentrate in one. But depending on the setting, I grab something to read. I'll be traveling again in a week, and I'm already sorting through the books that I want to read on that trip.
Now, see, I thought we were trying to slow down a little bit here now that you're term is ending. I did want to ask, what are you going to do to fill your time now that you're not jet-setting around the world talking about books?
Well, I have my regular great job of being a professor in our School of Information here at the University of Texas at Austin. I go back to teaching full-time. I had one semester off, so teaching graduate courses. I have a couple new projects. I'm serving as the advisory editor and blog host and podcast host for a new product called the American Indian Experience, and we're launching that in September. And then another big project that we're ramping up this time is a PBS series. It's called We Shall Remain, and it's about American Indian history. There'll be 5 90-minute episodes, each of them focusing on an important episode in history, and then this programming kit for libraries on how to develop public programming related to the television series.
So you're not busy at all.
Oh, no, not very much. I have, this fall I'm traveling also to Australia. Actually, my first podcast for the American Indian Experience should come from the Outback.
Oh, my goodness.
In a week I'm in Quebec City for our International Library Association, our IFLA conference.
Well, send us a postcard.
Well, that'd be great.
Lorene Roy, our book lady, is the immediate past president of the American Library Association. She joined us from member station KUT in Austin. Thanks again, Lorene, for all your great suggestions. And do keep in touch and do send us a postcard.
Well, thank you, Michelle. I've enjoyed it a great deal.
So, as you just heard, Lorene Roy is reading a gazillion books. What are you reading? Tell us more. Read what other listeners are telling us about their beach reading this summer or their office reading if they can't get away. You can go to our blog at npr.org/tellmemore. You can also call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again is 202-842-3522.